When I'm in pain, I'm purchasing a ticket to a new life. When I don't get in pain and I suffer the penalty, I'm bludgeoned and beaten in unremitting suffering. Which one do you want? And if you are seeing this, then you are, in fact, in the last paragraph, are saying it's a great turning point in your life right now. The fact that you can see that you don't have to be bludgeoned and beaten and grabbed for humility. That humility could come from your voluntary reaching for it. So, you know, it's always about realizing that fine line is step 7. That paragraph is like, wow. I remember when it first hit me, it's like, wow, man, you know what? I do want this. I want this now. Now that I can see what humility is, now that I can see that a pain is acceptable to my life and penalty is not, then I'm not obliged to choose between the pains of trying and the penalty of failing. I am always obliged to choose the pain because I do not want to suffer the penalties, because the penalties are unremitting suffering. Mm-hmm. That in itself is a nutshell of the life that I brought here and that I've lived for so long. Unremitting suffering. I have been suffering so long that I really can't afford to suffer another moment. Can I have some painful moments? Absolutely. Do I expect them? Absolutely. Should I forecast them? Absolutely. But you know what? I don't ever have to live in penalty ever again. And that's the truth. Just like you don't ever have to drink one day at a time, you never have to be in unremitting suffering ever again.